Have a motion to come back into regular session, Mr. Executive Session?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
We discussed all the items that were listed on the executive session, and at this point, I am unaware of any motions that would be forthcoming.
Okay. Public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for the County Council zoning hearings at this time. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use number 2051, filed on behalf of Dale Thaxton. Mr. Blank.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for a computer repair business located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2,300 of an acre, more or less. The property is located east of Camp Arrowhead Road, Route 279, southwest of Cypress Drive, 125 feet northwest of Maple Lane, and being Lot 50 in Angola Park Subdivision. The 911 address is 22874 Cypress Drive, Lewis. The tax map ID is District 234, map 12.14, parcel number 54. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 9th of 2016. In the process of that public hearing, we did hear comments, or had received comments from DLDOT, the Sussex County Engineering Department, would remind the council in your packet you receive a staff analysis on this application, and note that the staff has no objection to the conditional use to allow for a computer repair business to be operated from the residence. The proposed conditional use could be considered consistent with the land use in the comprehensive plan as the primary use of the property is residential and the business would be ancillary. Then during the public hearing, we did also receive a letter from Paul and Julie Mancini in opposition to the application. Dale Thaxton was present on behalf of his application and gave testimony. We had four parties, that were present and neighbors in Angola Park that spoke in support of the application. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. The commission on June 9th did defer action for further consideration with a motion of 4-0 and have not yet taken action on this application. I received no additional comments from any individuals or agencies to date since the public hearing on June 9th. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant present? Won't you come forward, please, sir, if you give us your name and home address, and then explain what you're proposing and why the council should vote for it.
Name's Dale Thaxton. My address is 22874 Cypress Drive, Lewis, Delaware, Angola Neck Park. Basically, what I do is I've been doing computers in Sussex County for the last 16, 17 years, Amer Technologies. Due to the economy, I kind of just narrowed down my business, moved it to my home, and now what we do is we basically go to you. You know, our cars, our logos, we come to you. I don't have any employees, it's just myself. I get the phone calls, I go out, I take care of it. If something needs to be brought back, I bring it back, I fix it, and I take it back. Pretty plain and simple. So, like I said before, I was obligated because somebody made a complaint, but I don't even have employees. So, I mean, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do the, you know, I did my survey, paid $500, doing the council. So I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. You know, it's my livelihood. I just want to be able to make a living. So I don't disrupt anybody. We get more traffic through that area down there through the summertime because it's summer rentals. So, I mean, I may have one or two people show up just to drop something off or pick something up, but other than that, there's hardly any traffic that I got neighbors that have five or six kids that live there, more traffic than what come to my place. So I'd appreciate, you know, a consideration of a yes vote on this and continue to move on and run my business.
Is this your primary residence?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So you're planning to use the existing driveway?
Yes. Yep, it's a blacktop, two-car, all the way out.
Do you have any deliveries that come into your occupation?
I have UPS that comes into our development or the post office box that we have at the beginning of the thing. But, you know, most of the stuff is delivered to the customer, and we set it up there. I do point of sale, basically, for businesses nowadays, and the hotels in Rehoboth, I take care of all their stuff, and networks and servers, and so the home PC business has gone to the wayside. More people are doing iPads, iPhones, and you know, so that business has changed. What's led me to just work from home and go do businesses more than anything else today. So
why doesn't this qualify Lawrence or Everett as a home occupation?
Yeah,
Does it cross a threshold somewhere, or he made the application so we accept it?
Hasn't been considered a use that would be permitted as a home occupation.
Not listed?
Well, it's not listed, but there's a list of similarities, and it didn't fit into the similarity. If you had someone coming in and operating a computer repair business, are you going to have a guy that works on grass cutters coming in for the same type of application as a home occupation? That's kind of just it's really mixed. It really, yeah. The conditional use, or not the conditional, the home occupation definition needs to be brought up to more current than mm-hmm. it's been there since 1970.
Yeah.
Right. The other question would be, I don't know if we did any looking into it, but deed restrictions?
There were none.
There were none against commercial activity?
That's been checked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's no deed restriction that went against his application. As I said, the home occupation definition needs to be brought up to more modern standards and be maybe a bigger, better list, a more detailed list.
Yes.
It really, it sounds like you could almost do anything, but you really can't.
Well, the only thing is, with a home occupation ever, I would just say it's we're not setting any precedent. By going into this residential community with the first conditional use could set a precedent for other conditional uses, for other commercial activities that are much greater impact than what this gentleman's trying to do.
That's
right?
True. And the commission's in that same situation.
Right. That's the pickle. I'm hesitant to say, let's give a conditional use, because again, we'll have a neighbor down on the next street over and all this stuff, and it just hard once you ring that bell, it's hard to unring it.
Yeah, so there's other businesses in there that actually have a lot more
impact than you.
Impact than I would ever have.
Well, they're not supposed. They're not licensed. They're not probably either as a home occupation. They're not.
They're being investigated.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize you could do the home occupation.
They're not on our radar screen for some reason. And again, if we did this one conditional use, these others that we pick up, all of a sudden you have three or four conditional uses, and before you know it, you've changed the character of the neighborhood.
The commission's in the same situation, George. They're trying to. Apples and oranges. They're looking at home occupation. If this isn't more appropriate as home occupation, but they've got to make that decision. And they're
is that why they deferred?
Everett?
Yes.
Does the director of planning and zoning have? I know he has a certain ability to do certain things. Would he have the ability to determine this to be a home occupation because of the character, that even though it's not listed? And do you think that?
I think since there's already been a hearing before planning and zoning, and they're deferring it basically for that reason, or one of the reasons that they deferred to look at this fully. So obviously we have to defer today.
Well, I understand that, but
take
I'm just
a look at that.
My question is, does Lawrence, as a director of planning and zoning, have any kind of leeway to be able to make a determination on something because of it's in a gray area?
He has a lot. The director has a lot of leeway in home occupation, and that's why we're here today, because he didn't think it was a home occupation.
He didn't think that.
There you are. Okay.
What's your answer?
Okay. Are there any other questions from counsel of this witness?
My question too.
This is a very challenging.
I understand.
Application. I don't know why you did this to us.
Listen, you know, I've been around here for a long time.
Things are going real smooth today.
Everybody knows who I am, and it's just one of those situations. I'm trying to play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
I hear your name all the time.
I know, and I'm trying to be the right person and do the right things, and I want to, you know, be able to say that I got God's blessing, and here I am, and let me just continue to do what I do and go fix computers. That's what I do.
Sure. People like you that cause a lot of problems. Okay.
You know better than that. Come on.
Did you have any other witnesses with you today?
No, I thought that the thing spoke for itself. My right. neighbor next door, mm-hmm. no complaints. My neighbors to the right, to the left, no complaints. My neighbor that lives across the street, I brought. He spoke, his wife spoke in reference to, you know, I take care of my property, it's nice and clean, la-di-da-di-da, and I don't see any traffic there. And they're there all the time. So, you know, like to get some kind of decision to where I can just say, hey, I'm going to keep on going.
Okay. Well, there can be no decision today because planning and zoning has not made a decision. So since you have no other witnesses, I'm going to call. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Mr. Kramer.
Get back up a lot, but he's coming in. We get way from him, yeah. He probably wants to know why there's a hot tub on your site plan.
There's no hot tub.
Well, it says hot tub on
it's
this.
Gone. Oh. Well. When that electric bill comes around, you don't want it no more.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm going to tell you what. You guys all sit up there, and you, the guys up there, and you think you got it all. I got news for you. As far as I'm concerned, all of you guys ain't got enough brains to get out of wet weather. This man should never even have been here, ever. But oh no, some idiot decides that, oh, he's got to have payback, so he gets cited. He spends thousands of dollars because he ain't even started spending money yet. Because when he gets done, he's going to have an entrance permit, he's going to have this permit and that permit and a whole kind of permits. And you guys have got a way to fix this. And if you don't fix it, then as far as I'm concerned, you ought to go bury your head in the sand someplace. Next Tuesday, you guys ought to have an ordinance written and introduced to change the ordinance so he could have done the job that he's supposed to do instead of being a gray area. So how do you fix it? Put this thing in effect, and then a couple of weeks later, you have a public hearing to plan and zone, and come back here and you have it. And then he can have his job place and tell the other people to buzz off. But oh no, we can't do that because it might make sense. And you don't wait till the dadgum land use plan. Because that piece of paper is going to be nothing but a piece of toilet paper to start with. Thank you. And you have a good day.
Anyone else like to speak in favor of this application?
Well, if you have any other support, let us know.
I didn't realize that was going to be here.
And hearing none, seeing none, is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing.
Yes.
Okay, with council, close the public record.
Yes.
And a motion to defer.
I make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson.
Can I ask a follow-up after we close this down? Following up on that last gentleman comments about changing the ordinance, would it be out of the... out of the ordinary for us to defer and have an ordinance introduced to amend the current ordinance, and then there may be some other gray areas that Lawrence is aware of that might make some suggestions. And I mean, we should probably do that. Look at that home occupation category.
I think it definitely makes sense, as Mr. Lank indicated, to look at that ordinance. But I would suggest when we look at it that we look at it and not piecemeal it just for this one.
No, I don't know.
If Mr. Lank has other suggestions too that need to be made in that.
But my suggestion would be then we could defer on it, and while we are deferring, no action would be taken against the applicant on his application, and then maybe we could address it in a short period of time and then take action on it.
So, I would anticipate that the commission will be making a recommendation on this application.
That recommendation would
include some reference probably to the home occupation type issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we could still act on the applicant's application, and then, because it's going to take longer to get through the ordinance process if we change the ordinance.
But my only concern, again, is if there is, we've acknowledged there's some other activities in that community. And once we could do one conditional use in there for a small, almost like a home occupation, there'll be other requests. And then you'll take a residential community, and then you will start changing it. And I don't know if the majority of the people in that residential community want to see their community start gradually changing.
Yeah, it's more of a rental.
Well, rental, but still it's residential, whether it's or primary property. So
why don't we take it one step at a time? First, we've got a motion, I believe, on the deferral, and then secondly, we can look at the getting on the agenda with a proposed ordinance, and then see how timing flows.
Okay.
It should be better.
Any questions on the motion to defer? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Next hearing is conditional use number.
Well, nothing's happening yet.
Pardon?
He wants to know what will happen next.
Will they send me a letter for the next meeting?
Yeah, you won't have to appear anymore until there's a decision made. Then the commission has to make a decision, council has to make a decision, and then you get notice of that action.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
We'll see you about Christmas time.
Conditional use. Yes. Conditional use number 2052 filed on behalf of Delaware Electric Cooperative, Inc. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a public utility located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 20.48 acres more or less. Property is located west of Sussex Highway, US Route 13, north of Adams Road, Route 583, and east of Cart Branch Road, being Route 583A. 911 address is 14198 Sussex Highway, Greenwood. Tax map ID is District 530, map 14, and being parcels 13, 14, 16, and 18.01. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 9th of 2016. And this is a listed conditional use item.
Thank you.
Before you, I just passed down a copy of an exhibit booklet that was submitted by the co-op for your consideration. We did, during the public hearing process, we received comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department. Janelle did do a staff analysis of the application, which you had in your packet. We did not receive any letters or emails for or against this application to date. Terry J. Work, Esquire of Hudson Jones, J. Work and Fisher Professional Association, was present on behalf of the Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated and gave testimony on behalf of the cooperative. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2052 for Delaware Electric Co-op Incorporated for a public utility based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an expansion of the existing Delaware Electric Cooperative headquarters property. At the same time, the applicant seeks to bring its entire property under a single conditional use. Two, the location along US Route 13 is appropriate for this expansion and the conditional use overlay of the rest of the cooperative site. Three, the property is owned C1 general commercial, which is appropriate for this type of use. There are also other C1 general properties or general commercial properties in the area. Four, the application seeks to obtain a conditional use approval for the entire property, which will enable the applicant to consolidate all of its separate parcels along US Route 13 into a single parcel totaling approximately 20.48 acres. Five, DLDOT has no objection to the application and has stated that the existing entrances will continue to be used. Six, the use of the public utility promotes health, safety, welfare, and general convenience of Sussex County and its residents. Seven, the additional warehouse space is appropriate and necessary as a result of the growth of Sussex County and the increase in customers at the cooperative. The cooperative is currently exceeding its storage capacity. Eight, the conversion of this existing use to a conditional use, along with the addition of new warehousing space, will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. And nine, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And 10, this recommendation is subject only to the condition that the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated. That motion carried 4-0. And to date, we have received no additional comments from any individual or agency on this application.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, yes.
This, the very last thing with the motion, recommend applicant be approved for a reason and with conditions. What conditions are there? They're listed.
Just one.
They have windows in the building.
Number 10.
Number 10 is the only one there, right?
Yeah, it's the only condition.
That's correct.
Okay. Most of this facility is their headquarters, their outdoor storage facilities, their vehicle storage, and they're going to create warehousing. It's going to eliminate some of that outdoor storage.
Right. That's good.
Okay. Will the applicant or their representative come forward, please?
Good afternoon, council members. My name is Barrett Edwards. I'm with the law firm Hudson Jones, J. Work and Fisher. I'm here on behalf of the co-op filling in for Mr. J. Work. This afternoon we have with us here seated behind me, Bill Andrew, the president and CEO of the Delaware Electric Co-op. We have Steve Perry, the manager of property and fleet. We have Harold Dew, the manager of purchasing and stores. And then we have Pat Ryan with the architectural firm of Ryan Architects, LLC. So as was mentioned today, the co-op is here seeking approval for conditional use for the property where their headquarters are located.
Better check into this Ryan Architecture LLC.
So as we have up here a depiction in the larger building with the green roof is the storage facility we're talking about. And so that building was the genesis of this application. A conditional use approval is needed for the construction of that building. As this application proceeded, it was determined that this campus, as we'll call it, has been developed over the last seven decades. It was originally, the middle portion was purchased in 1940, and it's been put together parcel by parcel since then. And so as part of this application, what's being sought is to have all four of these parcels, which we'll see in a second, consolidated into one and to have a conditional use approved for all four of the parcels. As the since 2000, the co-op has grown a lot in the number of individuals that they're serving. In the year 2000, they were serving about 60,000, and at a 4% growth rate, right now they're serving about 91,000 metered customers. Of that amount, about 71.2% are in Sussex County. And while the co-op, while the number of people they're serving has significantly grown over the last decade and a half, the storage space that they have is actually not changed since it was originally constructed in 1982. So this is a aerial photograph of what the campus currently looks like. On the north end is, I don't know if I should attempt to draw on this or not, but so we have the north end right there. That is currently occupied with a lot of storage, just outdoor storage of equipment. You have the parking lot right next to it. In the center is the main headquarters with some storage located behind it. And then as we get to the south end, right here we have some transformers that are currently being housed outside. We have a wire shed, and when we say wire shed, it's not made from wire. It actually houses wire, big spools of wire. And so that's the wire shed right there. And then we have the transformer shop right here. And the reason all these three are important is because this is the location of where the new warehouse is going to be located. As you can see from this aerial photograph, the campus is somewhat of an island, so to speak. You have Route 13, and then you have Carp Branch Road on the backside of it, and then Adams Road on the south. And so it's separated from all the surrounding parcels, and the surrounding parcels are largely zoned commercial C1. So this is how these parcels were pieced together over time. That pink parcel in the center is the original parcel that was purchased, and then the blue one was purchased in 1992, and then the northern, it was purchased in 1982, and the northern one in 1992. And so the green parcel down below is the one that we're talking about. That one was purchased in 1991. And here's the site plan of the, as soon as it's all four of those parcels are combined, this is what the site plan will look like. As you can see, the wire shed that was mentioned, which is right here, and then that's the main headquarters right there. The corners of those buildings are in the setbacks. These are actually legal non-conforming uses. When these buildings were constructed, the setbacks were 40 feet. Since that time, they've been increased to 60 feet. And so we just wanted to point that out, that those are, in fact, legal non-conforming uses. So as mentioned, right now the co-op is running out of storage space. They need more storage space, and that is the purpose of constructing this building, which will be approximately 20,500 feet. Now, this is the site plan of the building itself. Right there you have the building, and then so this is the principal building. And then on the, I have a little bit of problem. On the backside here is going to be a bay where the vehicles can come in and get loaded with their equipment every single day. This is a current picture of the storage facilities that they have. As you can see, they're crowded and cluttered and make it difficult to organize everything efficiently. So they have very much run out of space. As mentioned before, not only are they storing items in this warehouse, but there's also a lot that's being stored outside also as well. This is a picture of the wire shed, the spools of wire. As soon as, if this conditional use application is approved, what will happen is all this wire, except for the very largest spools, will be relocated into the new storage shed that will then allow space in this wire shed for larger equipment to be stored inside that's currently outside, backhoes, things of that nature. These are some of the electrical components north by that parking lot. Those are going to be able to be relocated into the new storage facility, assuming that it is approved. And lastly, here is the layout of the interior of the building. It's going to be primarily storage space, obviously, because it's going to be a storage warehouse, right? As was commented, it's going to be kind of similar to like a Lowe's or a Home Depot when you go in big, open, with lots of shelving. There will be some entrance area right here. This is going to be where the workers are able to enter. There's going to be restrooms there. There'll be a mezzanine on top that'll be open to accommodate for additional storage in the future. When it's all complete, this is what it would look like. There's one item that needs to be pointed out. This bay right here has been removed from the plan, so that will not be constructed, but there will still be the other bay on the backside, and there's a kind of a sloping drive right here that's also not going to be included in the final plans. And so this is kind of a half aerial view from across 13 of what it'll look like. This is as you're driving down Route 13, what it will look like. And then just another depiction from the other view. So what is being requested at this time is approval from the council for the conditional use for the warehouse and for the conditional use for all four of these parcels, which will be consolidated into one tax map parcel. This will allow for the co-op to have sufficient space to store all their equipment, to organize everything as needed, and also to have increased supplies on hand so that when problems happen, they can continue to keep the lights on, as they like to say. And so if you have any questions, we're more than happy to answer them at this time.
Questions of council?
No. Okay. Do you have any witnesses that you would like to call?
I'm not sure. We have members of the co-op here, as previously mentioned. I'm not sure if it's necessary for any of them to speak. And
that's your call.
It's up to you.
Yeah. I don't, unless anyone is feeling extremely compelled to speak, I think that we're probably good. Okay.
Probably a life choice.
Yep. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone like to speak in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's council's prerogative, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council.
Yes,
public
record.
Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 20.48 acres more or less, for the reasons and conditions given as 1 through 10 by planning and zoning.
No. Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and for the same reasons Planning and Zoning Commission voted yes, and with the, I think it's one condition, with the conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons as Mrs. Deaver just gave.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the same reason Mr. Cole gave.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendations and their findings and the condition they placed on it. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. That motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
We have the motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.